Thank you. DJ make world go right. Hey everybody, connect the dots. If you can't connect the dots, I'll connect the dots. And this is Connect the Dots on BBS Radio. That's right, BBS Radio. We're the leader of the pack right now, whether you know it or not. Nothing better happening than BBS Radio. Hey, and there's nothing better happening than Connect the Dots. You know, I am the most outspoken person on the airwaves, as they used to say out there, because I'm not afraid to give my two cents about something. And I also am an educator. I bring information, important information, to the listening audience. And let me just repeat from the last show on Dara Crystals. Don't you want some of them? After listening to Charles Green talk about Andara crystals, man, you should be want to go out and get some tomorrow at your local crystal store or wherever you might find them. You know, something like that might show up at, you know, an event or something like that where everybody brings their stuff to hawk their products. Yeah, I've gotten crystals at shows. I've gotten crystals at gatherings. I've gotten crystals in crystal stores, you know, that have other items in them also. It's a good purchase. No matter what they cost, they're worth it. And there's all kinds of beautiful crystals. I have a generator crystal, Lemurian, with the etched triangle in it, you know. It's loaded with information, striations all over it, and whenever I can, I squeeze some information out of it because it's a living entity and it is a record storehouse of information. Crystals are living things. You might have heard that before. Yes, they are. Just because they look like rocks doesn't mean they're inanimate. Because they don't have arms and legs and have a speaking mouth does not mean that they are not alive. Get yourself a crystal ball, a small one. Roll it around your chakras. Get yourself a big generator crystal. Try to find a Lemurian with the etched triangle in the top. You know, if you're the right person for that crystal, it'll find you. Sounds like magic anyhow, but that's the way the universe works. This is a magical place we're living in. If you haven't figured that out, boy, you aren't connecting, you know? Put your feelers out there, or if you're a bug, and put your antennas out there if you're some other type of creature. But step on the bare earth with your bare feet or bare paws, whatever you got, and connect, because planet Earth is a magical place. You know, turn off the TV. Turn off the boob tube. Take the plugs out of your ears. Turn off the cell phone. And tune in to Mother Earth. She's singing to you every day. She sings to you in the wind. She sings to you in a thunderstorm. If you can't appreciate a thunderstorm, there might be some situations where it's not cool, but you ought to try to appreciate a thunderstorm because there's so much energy and magic happening there. You know, even to take a walk out in the rain without an umbrella, don't worry that your clothes get a little wet. Like, what's the big deal, you know? You're not going to melt away unless you're some wicked witch or something. But didn't we learn that from the Wizard of Oz or something? I don't know. But that story's out there. Hey, watch out for apples when you eat them. You know, the old wicked witch dumps them in that poison cauldron of hers. In fact, seriously, you better be careful when you eat apples. Most apples if you go in the supermarket, they've come off apple farms where they spray the apples with arsenic, a percentage of arsenic in the compound. That's right. Kills the worms, but you eat too many of them, it might be killing you. You know, there's so many things to be careful for. Stay away from the GMO foods, you know? Stay away from tap water. You know, there's a debate. Which tap water is worse? Fluoridated tap water that'll calcify your pineal gland, or chlorinated water, which most of us have coming out of the tap, you know? The chlorine they add to the water to disinfect it so the germs can stay alive. You know, chlorine's great for killing germs. It also kills you slowly. Over 300 to 400, you know, compounds are found in every drop of tap water. We're talking about dangerous chemical compounds found with the that have combined with the chlorine. So the water and the chlorine form more dangerous chemical compounds. So, never drink tap water. Drink spring water. You've got to be careful of the filtered waters. You don't know how good they're filtering them. A lot of times they just filter out the taste. Just because it says filtered doesn't mean it's really filtered. Got to use some common sense when reading labels and stuff like that. And even some spring waters, man, they just don't taste too well. So when there's good tasting spring waters out there, get rid of the old ones that don't taste too good and stick with buying the ones that taste good and are from good sources. Well, no one can say I didn't put out some public messages here tonight. And, hey, this is Connected Dots. Are you watching what's happening in the world? Oh, my God. You know, government has become the enemy of every citizen on the planet, all kinds of governments. You know, they're trying to force you to take poison jabs. That's right, the so-called vaccines. They're not even vaccines. The things they're sticking in the people's arms, they're designed to poison you, sicken you, kill you, and change your genetics. Don't pretend it's not happening. Look how many people have died already from the so-called jabs, you know? The experimental concoctions that they're trying to pass off for vaccines. I've said this before, but I just want to remind everybody. All these, they're telling you to line up for the vaccines. There are no vaccines there. They're only experimental concoctions that have been purposely designed with all kinds of poisons and nanobots and all the other horrible insect DNA that you could think of. And they put it in this thing they're calling a vaccine. First of all, let's have a real intelligent conversation here. Let's talk a real conversation. You know, you can't have a vaccine unless you have identified what the vaccine is supposed to be fighting against. You know, it's been said time and time again on the internet. You'll never hear it on mainstream media, on the local news station. But the fact of the matter is that no one has identified this virus that they're calling COVID. So if you can't identify the virus, it's impossible to make a vaccine for it. But it is possible to make a concoction of poisons designed to kill people, sterilize people, sicken people, and change their DNA. That's the horror story going on. It's like a science fiction movie. I heard the new James Bond movie is something related to this, you know? But this is happening. You are under attack by your government. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is what is actually happening. And everybody has been sufficiently bribed to go along with the program, and they are such a bunch of stupid idiots. They don't realize they're helping destroy humanity, and they'll probably die too if they were stupid enough to take the vaccine. And the fake vaccine, it's not a vaccine, it's an experimental compound injected into your holy body. That's right. Your body is your temple. And if you know, allowing a stranger to inject a toxic substance into your bloodstream, no matter what they said, is a violation of your sacred temple. How dare you let these people inflict poisons, inject poisons into you? You know, how disrespectful are you of yourself? You know, you have to start thinking for yourself, too. Stop listening to the TV liars. You know, they'll read whatever is on the teleprompter screen. They're not your friends. They're highly paid teleprompter readers, you know. The anchors on the news, you know. Oh, I like to watch that one. Well, that's such nonsense. Whether you like the personality of the person reading off the teleprompter screen, that's what they're doing. You know, they don't believe what they're reading. They don't even care. They're getting paid big money to do that, you know. But that's what the fake news is all about now. And, hey, by the way, this is a calling radio show. If you have something to say similar to what I'm talking about, or maybe something, you know, you found the skeleton of a three-headed turtle in your backyard today, well, you need to call up the show and tell us about it, you know? Your number is 888-627-6008. All you need to qualify to call into this radio station is a telephone. You know? You think you can find one? I don't know. Then you got to dial, you got to punch and key in the numbers correctly. You know? There's an 8, followed by an 8, followed by an 8, followed by a 6, followed by a 2, followed by a 7. And the last four are 6008. Right? That's it. You know, hey, opportunity is knocking on your door. It's up to you to open the door if you want to participate. And participate we should, because on October 19th, your participation is needed on Global Meditations. Just, if you don't know about it, go on Twitter. Hey, I say amazing things on Twitter all the time, every day. And if I don't say them myself, I repeat other amazing, important statements and retweet them on my Twitter account. It's a simple one. Tom Edison Prez, P-R-E-Z. That's it. And you can go there and you can backtrack on things I've tweeted on. I make amusing statements on some of the cartoons people post and stuff like that, or we could say some of the artwork they post. But I do plenty of retweets on important bits of information, words of wisdom that are out there. If you're going to fill your head with things, that's where you should be filling your head with, words of wisdom. You know, you can turn off the boob tube for a short bit. And Twitter is actually a good place to find information. Sure, we have to, those of us who are on there, when we make our statements, we have to be careful because, like in a Pac-Man game, the Twit monster is out there searching for us, looking to tear us down. You know, if we say something that doesn't conform to their strict code of what we can say and can't say. They don't like truth, basically. So, you know, those of us on Twitter, we've devised different ways. We misspell words. They can't do crap about that. And we use other little tricks to get our message across. And believe it or not, Twitter is a good place to go to find out what's happening in the world. That's why I stay on it. I mean, I originally started when President Trump got on. I thought, well, let me go see what it's about. And then having been on there for 4 years during the Trump administration, I became aware of all the great, important, valuable truth that is put out there by people like myself that we want to put the truth out there. We want to unwake the ones sleeping in the matrix still. it's a hard sell we have to do because most of us are preaching to the choir. Hopefully there's a few stragglers that hear something we say that it clicks in their mind and they realize they need to wake up out of the matrix, turn their back against the evil government, and start taking a stand for real justice and real fairness, and the start looking forward to the Earth becoming a totally fifth-dimensional planet. We've been hearing it for ages. Now, you'll never hear it on mainstream news, on the TV. Local liars, no, they will not talk about dimensions, you know? They won't. You know, the ETs will be landing outside on the White House lawn, which will happen soon when the event happens, and the TV news liars will be telling you it's a sunny day out, and you can get your fake vaccines at the local shop right in the parking lot. They'll still be trying to push that. And that's what everybody should be focusing on. There's this thing called the event. It's coming up. It's going to be full disclosure. Our galactic brothers and sisters are going to land their spacecraft at various locations across the globe, across planet Earth. And they will take over all the airwaves before they land and say, people of Earth, we will land tomorrow. You will see our faces. We're bringing presents, replicators, healthcare med beds, tachyon chambers, all good things. And they're bringing them when the event happens. I wish they would bring them sooner. You know, we have a lot of people that need real health care here, not that fake pharmaceutical stuff. You know, it's such an insane game we're all playing along with still, you know? Brainwashed from birth, all of us, by the public education system and the other mind control tactics of all governments. And then some of us coaxed on into so-called higher education universities, which in most cases are just an animal house for people that want to party. The information they give you, the tech information, is only to serve the big pharmaceutical companies. People come out with doctor's degree and they don't know shit about real health care, really. And I'm qualified to say that because I've been teaching myself health care from people that were into it already, were my first teachers. I've been doing this since I've been a teenager, you know, and I never stopped. And there's always new information out there. Hey, there's a lot of new information just out on Twitter. But I am a knowledgeable person. My degree of education far exceeds anything anyone could ever get out of a college degree. You know, you might know how to combine 20 weird chemicals in a test tube, but that doesn't mean you know anything about healthcare. You might be able to write a prescription for some, you know, fake concoction made by one of the big pharma companies and con the people that are paying money to see you to look for some help and guidance to you, from you, but that doesn't mean you know anything about health care. You know, real health care has nothing to do with pharmaceutical concoctions, you know, or a simplification, you know, herbs, and that includes marijuana. This is medicine, you know, and mushrooms, it's another kind of medicine, and other kinds of plants. These are the healing medicines given to us by Mother Earth. And nothing coming out of a factory is medicine. Those are concoctions designed to suck your money away and give you a false sense of you're doing something for yourself. And all the concoctions coming out of Big Pharma, they all have side effects. You really need to start paying attention. We all watch the boob tube now and then, and the commercials on the mainstream media shows, in between the shows. There's two kinds. There's the tyrannical, totalitarian messengers trying to trick you into getting the poisonous vaccine, or so-called vaccine. They want you to just allow, you know, people with needles to stick any kind of rotten poison in you, and that's half of the commercials. The other half of the commercials are the pharmaceutical concoctions that all have 12 to 20 side effects in them. And some of them, they go through the list, you know, and they've already told you 15 bad side effects, and then they'll have the audacity to say, that's not all the side effects, but consult your doctor because this poison might be right for you. And that's what we're being subjected to. Unfortunately, we are human beings. We're gullible creatures, and we believe what people tell us. And if you're growing up your whole life watching the TV news, listening to authorities through the TV screen, you tend to end up believing that this is where you should go for guidance towards your life and that these people are trustworthy. Well, that could be the farthest thing from the truth. You know, that's why so many people have gotten tricked. That's essentially what they're doing to you. There's no logic to sticking a needle and injecting poisons. I don't care about any kind of survey that somebody came up with where they said they got positive results. That's all hype and talk. You know, if we called their bluff on the matter and asked them to bring the proof to court, which would involve a lot of information and test tubes and machines and whatever, to really prove that there's any truth in these concoctions that they're selling us, they wouldn't be able to do it. All we have to do is challenge them and say, where's your proof? And then when they start talking, the simple thing you say is, I hear what you're saying, but your words alone are not proof. And that is where it's at. You know, and then we have the crooked judicial system. The judges are bribe takers. Oh, yes, they are. And the lawyers are bribe takers. And the prosecutors are bribe takers. And sometimes even the people on the jury are bribe takers. And money rules, and we're all fools. We are fools by allowing this to continue. The whole blackboard needs to be wiped clean, you know? What we've known as government, it is obsolete now. It doesn't function except to serve the big world controllers and controlling us and creating a tyrannical, totalitarian one-world government. And that's what they're hell-bent on doing, and that's what this war against humanity is all about. One-world government dictating every aspect of your life. You know, telling you should sleep with a mask on. You know, it's already been proven just wearing a mask is unhealthy. We can understand if you're in the middle of an operation in an operating room in a hospital, you got the patient cut open, yeah, all the doctors there should be wearing masks. Well, outside of those unusual situations, rip the mask off. It has no purpose. You know, we're not talking about walking in a cloud of SARS dust or something, you know? We're talking about walking around outside. There's still people, morons, you know? They're probably nice people, but they're acting like morons. They're walking around by themselves on a nice, fresh, sunny day, no one around them, and they got a friggin' mask on because they've been brainwashed to do that. I mean, unbelievable, you know? Places that required masks that no longer required masks, people are still coming in with masks because they're that stupid. They're not aware. Of course, the TV liars don't want to tell you to take off your mask because they're getting paid money to pay to tell you to keep it on whether it's good for you or not. Because if wearing a mask can make you sick, hey, that's more money for Big Pharma. You'll run to the hospital thinking you got something serious. The only serious thing is, has you kept the mask on too long and you were creating a viral pneumonia situation inside your mask, and you were sucking it in with every breath, basically harming yourself. And all because you listen to TV liars and doctors that don't know what the hell they're talking about. There's plenty of them around, too. Yeah, I mean, I've said it before, and I've said it again. You know, if the people that have the money would contact people like myself who have the solutions to the problems, we wouldn't be in this mess now. Like, every day there should be a counterpoint news show. You know, the news shows run from anywhere from 4 to 7 p.m. in most places. Well, at 8 o'clock, there should be a counterpoint news show that debunks all the lies that were told to you in the preceding hours. We need that. Why isn't it out there? Believe me, if I had the money that Trump or Gates or any of those rich people had, I would be out there using that money. I would have set up another network. And at 8 p.m. would be the counterfeit news. And, of course, if I had the money, I would have no problem setting that up because I would just simply bribe the people who have to give me the license to broadcast. Really, all it takes is money, you know? All you people with money, give it to me, and I'll show you how quickly I can change the world in a week by putting the money in the right place. That's right, maybe a month at the longest. Because sometimes it would take a week or two to get the message that there's bribe money waiting for your approval so I can have my counterfeit news show on a major broadcasting network. That simple. All it takes is money. Money in the right hands of the people that know how to bring the truth to the general public. Well, I'm telling you, you know, if you know anybody with money, you're listening to my voice, let them know, you know. This station would be the most popular TV broadcasting station in the world if it was one that, you know, did a counterpoint news 1 hour after all the news shows are all over. So we can call attention to every little lie they told you on mainstream media. It can be done. It's not that difficult. Those of us that know the truth, we know what they're lying about. We know if we called their bluff, they have no proof. But they con you with clever conversation and words. And you fall for it, you know? They're leading you with the art of conversation. And you keep falling for it. And, you know, at the same time, they're stabbing you in the back or your arm with a needle, you know? Right? No need to stab people in the back anymore. We'll just jab them in the arm with a needle and infect the poison to do its work. I don't know what the numbers are now. It keeps going up every day. Where's government, you know? Tens of thousands of people, if not hundreds of thousands already of people, have died from the poison jabs of Big Pharma. Why isn't government stopping all this? No. They're encouraging more of you idiot people to take this jab, which is plain Russian roulette with your life. And even if you survive the jab, you're going to have, down the road, you're going to have bad symptoms and all kinds of outbreaks of bad health because of this. And your genetics are going to change, and you might end up walking around as a mumbling ape by the time it's run its course in you. Of course, that's what they want. They want every human being to be a bumbling ape that just follows orders. It's part of their new world order. You know, part of their Build Back Better life. BBB. You know, they've done play little games with that on Twitter. Three small B's in a row. You curve the top part, it looks like 666. Just like a couple weeks ago, if you didn't catch it, I'll remind you. It's on videotape. President Biden saying, "We'll fix the problem whether it takes 6 minutes, 6 months, or 6 years." And there you got it. 666 coming right out of right out of the evil president's mouth. And that's right, Biden is evil. You know, he's Connie trying to coax, you know, ignorant Americans to get poison injected into their veins. It's not a vaccine. It's poison they're injecting. It's a concoction. It's all part of the depopulation scheme. You know, we don't need to prove. We've heard about this all along, and we see what's happening. People are dying, dropping dead like flies, as the saying goes. And government is allowing this to happen. You know, the elections are coming up. If you're going to go out and vote for somebody, don't you dare vote for one person that's held office. Don't reelect anybody that's been in office, because these are the people that have allowed Big Pharma to stab you in the back. You know? And you're all paying for it, too. Is that funny? You know, none of these things are free. Government, that's why they have to extend the debt limit to pay for all this shit. But you pay for it with your taxes. This is a gross waste of taxpayers' money. And they're going to continue to do it. And you see the game plan. These boosters are going to go on forever. If they can get you with the first shot, they'll sicken you with the second and kill you with the third. This is the plan. They want this to happen. Don't you understand? Are you really? Come on, wake up and smell the coffee. Government is not your friend. They're your enemy. And anybody that has been in government during the course of this scam-demic, there was never really a pandemic, and it was a whole scam. And they put fear in your minds and your hearts, and they conned you into lining up to allow poison to be injected into you. You know, you've been duped. You've been lied to. You've been misinformed. You know, they've walked you off the cliff, basically. And you're there with your nose buried in your cell phone, walking off the cliff, not realizing what's happening. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Don't vote for anybody who's been in office. Don't vote for them again. Just about anybody who hasn't been in office is probably your better choice. But you still got to check. You know, the key things, if they're for vaccinations, they're idiots. They don't know the real science, that none of this makes any sense, and that there is no COVID. Sure, there are always viruses, but what did they do? They tricked you into lowering your health. You know, by wearing a mask, you make yourself more susceptible to getting something serious. That's right. You're ruining your own health. And then you foolishly go to the hospital where they misdiagnosed you. Hey, there's nobody better at misdiagnosing human beings than the American Medical Association, we could say, or the doctors in the hospitals, the people, the young quacks that got out of med school. They don't know their ass from a hole in the ground, as the saying goes. Yeah. They'll misadvise you, thinking they're doing you a favor. That's how dumb they are. They know nothing about you. Because colleges and universities don't teach real health care. They teach pharmaceutical concoctions and how to prescribe them and give them to your victims. Yeah, the patients of doctors today, they're not patients, they're victims. You know, sure, there's a few good doctors out there. But they're, you know, some of them have spoken up, but there's not enough of them. There's too many idiot quacks that just got out of med school that don't know anything about real health care. And you're listening to them, you know? And of course, there's the real fake doctors that the bribe money, they'll say anything on TV. And they have them on. They do the whole circuit. It's like a rock tour they do, these fake doctors. You know, they go from one mainstream media station to the next. Tomorrow you'll see them on another. I've seen the same guy on three stations within a two-hour period. You know, that guy from Brown University, he knows who he is. Ashish or whatever his name is. Yeah. Oh, my God. What a puppet. What a teleprompter reading puppet. and they ask them the clever questions. Well, are you worried about more people getting sick if they take their mask off? And then he'll say, yes, I'm worried about that. That's not science. That's like theatrics going on, you know? It's like if you ever watch professional wrestling, this is the best example all the time. I love to give it. If you watch professional wrestling, they get out there and they make their statements, they badmouth each other, then they get in the ring. The whole thing is staged. They know who's going to win the match before they get in the ring. And that's what they're paid to do. Get out there and pretend you're beating your opponent and doing all these bad things and look, get the crowd to cheer you on. But the match has already been decided. That's the way it is in government, too. You know, when the election time comes, the world controllers, they know who they want to get elected. You know? We still can beat them, but it's not an easy game. Don't think just going to the poll and expect everything to be right, because if the powers to be, the world controllers, think they want their man, their puppet, to win the election, they'll cheat. And we've seen in the last presidential election, there's plenty of ways to cheat. And then if you want to take it to court, they'll bribe the judges so you can't present your information. Well, isn't that convenient? Well, that's the way it works. But at the same time, you know, people have to unite and take a stand against the evil governments of this world. They're all fucking evil right now, you know? We used to think the United States was better than the rest. Well, I don't know. Maybe one time back in the past somewhere they were. But certainly, there certainly aren't now. And all the other so-called democracies, they're all turned tyrannical. You know, what is Australia, almost a concentration camp now? The whole place is on lockdown. New Zealand isn't far behind with that wacky woman, you know? Doesn't have a clue about anything. She just wants to play puppet of the year to get her bribe money. Don't tell me she isn't getting any money and support from the New World Order. They love people like her. Lock down your whole society. Make them suffer. The more they suffer, the more they'll get sick. You see? Well, it all fits in, you know. That's why they want to make people suffer, because the more they can make you suffer, eventually that's going to take a toll on your health. And then you'll come running to them like you were brainwashed in school and throughout your life. Yeah, run to the doctor. Yeah, and he'll give you a magic potion. You know, everything's turning into injections now, because they've duped the public into believing it's safe to have someone stick a needle, inject stuff in your body. No, it's not, okay? It's not safe to do that. And that's another brainwashing tool. You know, if I watch mainstream media for a couple hours, I can't get around watching people getting jabbed with needles dozens of times. An abnormal amount of times. I keep seeing that. You know, it's kind of like brainwashing me to accept this as normal. It's not normal. You know, it's an invasion of your sacred temple. Your body is your sacred temple. I don't care if you're religious or not, but that's what you need to think of your body. It's your sacred temple, you know? You don't want to desecrate it with poison just because some quack on the TV tells you you should do that, or the quack in the doctor's office who just got out of med school tells you okay because he's getting bribe money for every person he can vaccinate in his office. Kickback money. That's how it works. You know, so like what I'm talking about now, if you're listening to me, you have to go out and tell other people about it, or go on social media and find some of the damning evidence. And there's plenty out it now about the number of people dying, the number of people getting infected, and all the other bad things being done to the human race. And, you know, a few people will wake up. They all won't, because some people are brainwashed beyond help. And some people are afraid to take a stand, unfortunately. There's no fear. You know, if the truth was taught to you when you were going to public school, you would know that death is nothing to fear. Sure, we don't want to die ahead of time, you know. But at the same time, it's known what happens to a human body when we die. It's known. Sure, there's a few variations on the knowledge, but it's known, and you don't die. Your soul leaves on. Of course, there's insane evil creatures out there that will even try to trap your soul while you're down here on Earth. And they have worked up all kinds of scams and stuff like that. You know, your soul is eternal. We all are eternal beings. In fact, the recent information being put out there on Twitter by the Starseeds, a lot of them I follow, not all of them, but they're out there, and they are telling everyone that, you know, we're all eternal beings already. We came here. We volunteered to come here and have our memory erased because that was the rules of the dark side that was ruling the planet and still rules the planet. Sure, the life forces are winning battles behind the scenes, and eventually we'll get to where light and love win out over everything. You could be doing your part now instead of sitting around thinking about all the bad things that could go wrong, and there's a multitude of them, or listening all the fake stories on the news to divert you from what's really going on behind the scenes. But why do that? You know, you're a human being. You have powers beyond belief. You know, you need to concentrate on things like envision. You know, that's something you do with your mind. You sit down and relax and focus your mind on a picture up in that screen inside your head. And we all should be doing this every day. And combine those pictures with breathing in heavy breaths and then letting out heavy breaths and regulating it sometimes fast, sometimes slow. Learn the breathing techniques and then envision the white light that it has been sent from the center of the galaxy out of the central sun that is a living entity, you know, upon request has sent pure white light. And it's all throughout, whether you can see it or not, but you want to just envision that in your mind. You can see it in your mind. If you focus your mind, I want to see pure white light throughout the whole solar system. It's up there hovering right now. And you can take your body, take your mind, and grab hold of some of that light and run it down through your chakras. You do this with your mind. You envision it happening. You envision your thoughts grabbing onto all this white light that's just hanging out in our solar system, waiting to be utilized and connected to Mother Earth. And you use your mind. You grab onto that white light, and you picture a pillar of light coming down around your physical body, spinning through your chakras, energizing your chakras, going out your feet down into the center of the earth, and then bouncing back up. And as you exhale, it's into the atmosphere here, and you've just hooked in some more light and increased the vibration of the earth. That's something everybody listening to my voice can do. And now that I've told you and showed you how easy it is to do, practice on your own. And get ready for October 19th. Today is the 16th or the 17th if you've already turned over into that point. October 19th, it's only 2 days away. Hey, mark it on your calendar. Find out what time the worldwide event is going to happen, because in different parts of the world, it's going to be a different time for you, because we all need to do and think the same things, envision the same things at the same time. So, like, it's a 1:45 Sunday morning here in New York City. And if I was going to participate in the meditation, let's say at 5 p.m. and you were on the East Coast, well, you would, which is a three-hour difference here in America, you would be participating at 2 p.m. as I'm participating at 5 p.m. So it's important to find out what the exact time of the meditation is. You can easily find that on Twitter. And by the way, you don't have to belong to Twitter to find out what's going on Twitter. You just know somebody's hashtag. Well, you got mine already. Hey, Tom Edison, Prez, B-R-E-Z. And just go there, and then you can scroll down and see all the things I've tweeted and retweeted. I do a lot of retweets. And if there's anybody listening to my voice who is on Twitter, it's important that you make use of your time there. Too many people just like something. That doesn't really pass the word around, you know? The way to pass the word around, if it's something important really being said on Twitter and you like it, you really want to RT it. Don't even waste your time liking it. Just RT it. I mean, really, that's what's important. Then a lot more people will get to see it. If you don't believe that's how it is, well, go read the rules of Twitter yourself. Hey, if I made a mistake, call in during the show and tell me, hey, you made a mistake. No big deal. You know, I'm like anybody else. I make a few mistakes in here, here and there every day. But there's the mindset when I wake up in the morning that I always try to make it through a day without making one mistake. And I've done that plenty of times. And you can too. But it takes an effort, you know? It takes an effort. Now, hey, I just wanted to say, you know, there was an interesting tweet I came across today where somebody made the statement that humans are an intruder species on our planet, you know. Wake up if you don't realize there's other species here, okay? The statement was, the tweet was, humans are the intruder species. That's right. Could we be intruders? Well, because we're part of an ongoing genetic experiment on planet Earth. I've spoken it before. Nobody ever quotes the fifth apocalypse, revelation of planet Earth, but I do, because it's one of the most important documents anybody should ever read. First of all, it wasn't written by men. It was sent to us, authored by celestial beings with approval from the authorities they serve in the higher realm, serving the source of all there is. Yeah. And the apocalyptic revelation agrees with what I had just told you. They state that Earth is known as a decimal planet, which is a place where they try new things. And believe me, I think everything under the sun has been tried on this planet, and unfortunately, too many bad things have been tried. So some of the originators that helped seed humans into this genetic experiment on planet Earth were here before us, what we call the human race now, they were beings from other worlds, known as the Pleiadians. You might have heard of them. The Arcturians, hey, that was Men in Black, they mentioned that group, if you saw the movie. The Andromedans from the constellation Andromeda, that's right. Galaxy Andromeda. See, I just made a mistake. Damn, I was almost through the whole day, and now I just made it. Well, so what? I'll settle for 99% accuracy any day. There's people out there, they don't even get 50% accuracy. That's unfortunate. And so we got the Pleiadians, the Arcturians, the Andromedans, the Sirians from the Sirius system, you know, the double star system, Sirians, and the Orions. You know, Orion is one of the most easiest constellations to find in the sky, you know? And sometimes it might even be easier to find than the Big Dipper. But the Orions, yeah, and there's good Orions and bad Orions. That's right. A lot of the seeding on this world has been done by bad groups like the Anunnaki, you know. I don't know whether they fall under the group of Syrians or not. Supposedly their planet shovels boomerangs back and forth between Earth and Sirius, one of the Sirius stars for Sirius. As they say, Sirius Radio? Well, BBS, this is BBS, the real Sirius Radio, because we talk about serious things. And this is an educational show. Sometimes it's a funny show. Sometimes I interview people. Hey, last week, if you were tuning in, I was talking to the Presley family. That's right. Yeah, the family of Elvis Presley. That's right. He, you know, he might have physically died, but his name, his music, and his legend, and his family lives on. And they're trying to help people out now. If you're a musician or something, get your royalties. Download the show from last week, and you'll have all the info you know. And start getting your royalties. But anyhow, hey, save your money up and get some Andara crystals. I'll admit, I haven't got a set yet, but every time I hear Charles Green talk about it, I think, yeah, if I can just put that money aside, I'm a day-to-day person like everybody else. Whatever money I have, I spent it by the end of the day. What can I tell you? And, you know, life is to enjoy. If I sat home and saved all my money and did nothing, I wouldn't be living, you know? It's important to spend your money on things that make you happy. And but with times, we do have to save. So if you can start saving for some Andara crystals, maybe I'll start saving for some Andara crystals. That's right. I might have a radio show, but I'm dirt poor, you know? Puts me in a boat with Elvis. You know, Elvis was born, he grew up dirt poor. Well, I grew up the same way, dirt poor. You know, had a little success. And now the government has made me dirt poor again with all their restrictions and taxes. And the price. I don't know where you are, but the price of gasoline is going up, up, up. Every other day, every couple of days, certainly every week, it's going up. With no end in sight, you know, and this is all a scam to steal more money from the public, you know. If there was justice, you know, there's such a thing as free energy. You know, there used to be was a cartoon strip from a cartoon show from back in the 20th century. I think it was called The Jetsons, back when cartoon shows were really popular. Instead of driving around in cars, they drove around. Well, the cars didn't have wheels. They were like spacecraft, you know? They looked like cars, two people sitting in the front with a windshield and stuff like that, but the body had no tires on it or anything, and that's propelled themselves with free energy, obviously. You know, if that was given to us, you know, we wouldn't have to be wasting our hard-earned money buying gasoline, you know? And all the other expenses that go with owning a motor vehicle. And, hey, better days are coming. And like I said, the event is coming. That's what to look forward to. The event is coming to planet Earth. But we can help it come faster. That's why I tell people, participate in these global mass meditations, because they all involve bringing in the light that's out there surrounding our solar system now. We can connect it with it mentally, and we can use our bodies as, you know, a pathway to send that light that we've grabbed onto with our minds. We can send it straight down into Mother Earth, into that gigantic crystalline structure in the center, and make that connection, and we become the conduit for the energy, the conduit for bringing the light and love into our planet that will help raise the vibration of the planet, which will raise our vibration. To get into the fifth dimension, you have to raise your vibration. that's what separates the dimensions, you know, sometimes called invisible veils. But they're geometric structures funneling energy, you know, like, you know, reducing the voltage in a line, you know, the line coming in your building might be 440 off the pole, you know, telephone pole, but then it has to be transformed or transduced down into 120 for your electrical system in your house. Well, if you can think of the electrical system in your house as 120 volts and think of the power on the the power line that connected between the telephone poles as 440, you know, that could be the fifth dimension. So, in other words, we have to up the voltage, up the vibrations to get into the fifth dimension. That's all it is, you know? There is no brick wall there. It's an energy wall. And the reason we can't look into it, even though it's right next to us and around us all the time, the other dimensions, is because the faster the molecules vibrate, you can't see them. Once they get beyond, things vibrating beyond a certain point is beyond your normal vision, and you can't see it. That's why you can't see it. That's why, you know, we can be surrounded by angels or demons of the spirit nature floating around in the air, and we can't see them. Sometimes we can feel their presence, but we can't see them because they're vibrating so fast. And there's the explanation how things can appear out of nowhere and then disappear into nowhere. And that's your physics lessons for tonight. Now, meanwhile, remember, the most important thing in life, really, is you. And to have fun. And when we all start having fun, our collective energy, the collective consciousness of humanity, we will all be having fun. And the best way to have fun, I say, is go watch my music videos. I got 25 of them out there on YouTube. You know, they're out there for free. Yeah, have a good time. If you want to get inspired to dance, watch Subway Fantasy 3. If you want to know what it is to be a partying person, watch my video, Are You the Partying Kind? You know? If you want to see what the what it is to be somebody, like when I end my show, you're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of Are You the Partying Kind? Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Well, the video's out there on YouTube also. Or you might want to check out the one, Break the Ice. You know, it shows you dancing just like Subway Fantasy 3. It's all about showing you how the music has influenced people to dance. You watch enough people dancing, you want to get up on the floor and dance yourself. And then you want to go for a roller coaster ride, go to Subway Fantasy 2. You know, not only will it take you on a wild train ride, that's better than a roller coaster ride, with the thrills and chills of a roller coaster ride, but you'll hear some of the greatest guitar playing this side of the 21st century. Guitar playing so good, if Jimi Hendrix could pop up out of the grave, he'd be listening to it right now, watching that video on YouTube, because it's that impressive. And, hey, I got 25 of them out there. They're out there to entertain you. And I put creativity into them. You won't be bored. So anyhow, those are some things you can do to start having some fun in your life. Okay? And everything, if you paid attention to everything I said tonight, tell your friends tomorrow about it. Tell them to tune in. And if any of your friends have telephones, tell them they can tune in and call in with their telephone. That's right. Okay, we're getting near the end of the show now. I'm going to tell the engineer to do the countdown, and then you're going to hear my music to take us out of here. Oh, yeah, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
I don't want to be just a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Want to know I was here and took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.